This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Olivia Solis is a survivor. The three-month-old baby was born with a heart defect. She's had multiple surgeries, the latest to close her chest after an extremely rare infant heart transplant. Her mom, Jacqueline Nortman, is a pediatrician. Her dad, Miguel Solis, is a Dallas school trustee and president of the Latino Center for Leadership Development. And for this week's Friday Conversation, he's taken a break from ICU duty to come into the studio. Miguel Solis, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
Any couple having first baby expects to have to reorder their lives, but you never expect something like this.
We had no reason at any point in the pregnancy to expect this. All the results suggested that she was going to be an extremely healthy baby. And even when she came out, I mean, it was a very smooth birth. And you know, she came out crying like every, you know, normal baby does. Almost immediately after she came out, though, we began to recognize that there was something going on. We thought that she was going to have some issues with her blood sugar because my wife had had gestational diabetes, and the baby came out with low blood sugar. Thank God she did, because that led her to go into the NICU that first night, which led to a murmur detection, which led to an echocardiogram, a scan of the heart, which led to a diagnosis that no parent wants to hear, and that is a congenital heart defect that needed immediate and invasive procedures.
You must have pretty quickly had to come to peace with the idea that Olivia could go at any time. How do you prepare yourself for that?
There is no training that anybody can receive for your first child to have to deal with something like this. What Jacqueline and I have leaned on more than anything else is faith. You know, we've got all these titles and we've worked really hard in our lives to, at a very young point in our lives, be successful. None of that stuff, even a pediatrician background, can save your daughter in the situation that Olivia was faced. And so we were left and sustained by faith. But the other thing that has made a tremendous impact on our lives has been the way the community has supported us.
All those surgeries, she said a few strokes, a heart transplant became the only option. That's so rare for an infant. What's the prognosis at this point? Any sense when you'll get to take her home?
So there have been now two times where Olivia was supposed to leave the hospital within days, and we had a setback. The first time was pre-transplant, where we almost lost her. We were supposed to leave the hospital last week, and doctors did another scan of her heart.
This was after the transplant.
Post-transplant. Right. Doctors scanned her heart, and right now it looks like her native pulmonary arteries, which are the arteries that take blood from the heart and send it to the lungs, seem to be narrowed. That has to change, because you don't want to put stress on that new heart and then find yourself having to have another heart transplant in a short amount of time. So we're going to have to figure out whether we do another procedure or maybe try different medicines. So we don't know when we'll be out of the hospital. But she's in a better spot today than she's ever been.
What about long-term prognosis?
Yeah. Big hurdle is the first month.
Yeah.
If a heart is going to reject in a young person, it rejects in that first month. The next big goal would be making it a full year. Then the next goal is 3 years. And if you can get past those 3 years, statistics suggest that, you know, you're on a path to being, you know, having a strong life. She perhaps may have 20 to 30 years of a normal life before we have to begin to decide on what that next step may be. And that's with today's science. She will live a life full of medicine, but that's something that we're willing to deal with if she can live a life.
What's the one piece of advice you'd give a parent facing a situation like this?
Have hope. In your darkest days, you have to have hope and faith that it will work itself out. You know, my wife and I, a handful of times, had to look at our daughter and know that it could be the last time that we were looking at her alive. And each of those times we had to take a step back and say, we put our faith in the Lord and we put our faith in the hands of tremendous professionals who have done this time and time again. So that's the advice that I would give, because the days can get extremely dark in a cardiac ICU. things can literally change in a heartbeat. When they don't look that great, you just got to have hope.
Miguel Solis, Dallas School Board member and dad, good luck and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Rick.